Sunday lunch with your favourite Essex boy, Tony Smith. Tony Smith. On Phoenix 98 FM.
Welcome back. Yes, that will be me. And I'm joined by our today's guests in the Sunday lunch show, the band Leet. Hello, fellas.
Hello.
How you doing?
Good, thank you. Good.
Now, your six-piece band, is it six-piece or your four? Because only four of you, but yeah, six on your Facebook, it says.
Does it?
Yeah. It's four of you, four names. I'm sure it says six piece on there. But anyway, you're Ewan, Tom, Matthew, and Dan. Which one's which? Let's go through, say what you do and what part you play in the band.
I'm Ewan, I'm the lead singer and manager, effectively.
Yeah. Dual role. Next.
I'm Matt, and I'm the bassist.
Hello, Matt. Dan on guitar and...
Tom, I play the drums, sometimes guitar, and I write the stuff as well.
You write the stuff. Hello, yeah. Tom. Right, let's get to the name, because it's unusual, isn't it? I was just going to say The Leet, but it's just Leet, isn't it, the name of the band? Where did that come from?
Well, it's kind of like a weird extended inside joke between my group of friends. So we ended up, at one point last year, just sort of making up this sort of Snapchat thing. We did one every day, and eventually all 17 of us became known as Leet. And then earlier this year, I started writing songs about them, so I thought might as well just change the name of the band to what I write about.
Yeah, so it doesn't actually stand for anything in particular.
No, not at all.
No. Now, you're local lads, aren't you? You're from Essex, is that right? London? No,
South East London.
Bromley Bay. Yeah. Right, so let's get to the music for the audience. What would you call your musical genre?
Probably garage rock.
I mean, go for more sort of this is guitar music, really. Yeah. So it's not really
a rock and roll.
Not proper rock and roll, but close enough.
Close enough. Well, you've got guitars in it, so it's bad. You've got bass and guitars. It's rock and roll, isn't it? But what made you jump into music? Because you're quite young guys. What made you want to go into the music industry? It's already really hard and saturated. Is it something you just enjoy doing, or is it you've got a meaning or a purpose out there?
No, I just think it's just fun for me to do, or for us to do, because we started it 2 years ago just playing, just because we enjoyed it. And it hasn't really, we didn't really plan to play lots of places, but it's just sort of started to happen, and it's quite nice for us.
Cool. Yeah. And what influences your music then? What's obviously you're writing music, which we'll talk about later. But if you could compare your sound to a different band or a band out there at the moment, who would you say you inspire to be?
Oh God,
a bit of,
and we've been playing a little bit of Coldplay and Foo Fighters earlier on. So you're jamming to a bit of that. Is that the kind of stuff you'd listen to? Indie kind of style?
Yeah, go more indie than Coldplay, because I'm not really too big on Coldplay. But I guess I quite like listening to the short and fast songs of the White Stripes and stuff like that. So I quite like to sort of keep it slow and not slow but short and sweet and easy.
Yeah. Well, before we talk about EPs and albums and other bits and pieces, let's start off with a track. You're going to do a live track in the studio. I'm looking forward to that. What's your first track?
It's called Stupid Kebab.
Yeah, I've had a few of those. Why is it called that? Tell us about
we had a
it's in the name, isn't it?
Yeah, we had a I went to a party from this guy down the road, and one of my friends called Dan, who the song is about, ended up getting very drunk and just sort of shouting at the ground. At one point, he was making he's saying stupid kebab over and over again, so that's quite funny. So I ended up making a song out of quotes from him, so that's where this comes from.
I'm looking forward to it even more now.
All right.
Take it away when you're ready.
Okay, ready?
Cats everywhere. I stroked one, but I don't know where. We should buy Carvalho. Oh, he'd really run the show. But oh, it's not that bad. We're the stupid kebab, and you prefer them salty, but I don't think you're faulty. But as my mind persists that you can't go wrong with crisps, but oh, It's not that bad with a stupid kebab. You. Man. Rest on your laurels. Too many restaurants spoil a brothel, but oh, it's not that bad with a stupid kebab. Mellow, but I'm more marshmallow. But to get to the top, first the drip, then the drop. But oh, it's not that bad with a stupid kebab.
Well done. That was your first radio thing, wasn't it? First radio performance. Yeah, it was not too bad. It was good.
Yeah.
Not too nervous, was you?
Yeah.
Well, no one notices when it's live, see, because you just kind of you just jam through it, can't you? Now, you've got quite a few tracks under your belt.
Yeah.
I've noticed. Any plans for an EP or an album or anything like that?
We tried to record a lot. I mean, we tried to get one in school, but everything sort of worked against us. So I think we're going to... I mean, there's one we recorded for a festival, or auditioned for a festival the other week, and I think we can record in the studio that's there. So I think we'll probably get some songs out recently. So yeah, should be all right.
What about videos? Any of that? Yeah, I see quite a bit on your site. So I know you've been gigging a bit and doing bits and pieces. So you interested in making any videos?
I mean, we'd like to. We need to find like contacts and people who will try and a video for us. But I think we need studio stuff down first so they can record over that and do whatever. I think that's how it works.
Yeah. What about collaborating? If you could collaborate with someone and bring someone into the group, who would you bring in if you could do that? You know, someone like another famous act. Who would you like to jam out with?
I don't know. Tame Impala. That'd be wonderful. Yeah, get Kevin Parker in here. We could jam with them. Yeah. It'd be very psychedelic.
Pretty cool. Right, now let's go back to the writing, because you said earlier on that you do a lot of the writing. Obviously, the kebab song was taken from something that's a real life experience, which a lot of people draw on when they're writing songs. So, talk us through how that works. So, do you tend to write about things that's happened to you as a band or yourself individually? Do you kind of like the stupid kebab? Something happens and you think, I'll write about that, and then put the melody to it, or do the melody first and then stick your lyrics against it?
I mean, I wrote a song about, because I realised that I can't write about myself very well, so I have to write about other people, and the people who I'm closest to I can write easiest about. And the first song I wrote was a song called Cake, and it was like this, my friend Amelia got like these texts from her on again, off again, a weird relationship boyfriend thing, and they were quite funny as well, so I thought, well, I'd make that into a song just to take the piss. Ooh,
are you okay? Go on.
And take the mick out of her and him, and so I played that, and then I thought, well, I could do this more often, so I just wrote a song about every single person in the group, obviously. So I thought, well, things that they've said and done that are quite funny, I write about, and often I make the melody first and I put lyrics to it, and lyrics take about 2 to 3 weeks to properly get down, because I'm not very tight with that.
And what about the others? Do you all join in, or do they help you out? Do they change it or tweet it a little bit?
I got Matt to write the chords to one of his songs, because he wrote some chords I thought were pretty cool. I wonder what I write them about. And so I ended up writing them about him, because that was the easiest thing for me to do. And I've added a chorus and whatever, but yeah, it was all cool.
Okay. Well, let's do another live track. What are you going to do for your second track?
Do you want to do Beautiful? Oh, no, not Beautiful. Do you want to do Tinted Shades? Yeah? You remember Tinted Shades?
I think so.
Okay,
take it away when you're ready.
Two, one, two, three, four.
They're not where they're as dry as they can get. They come with me every day. They see every way. And now I'm sitting in a tree. People staring at me, but I don't care. I'll just stare. Now I'm standing to the side with nothing to hide. Coming up to me where I stood, they had Malibu and it was good. And I remember nothing more but waking on my floor. It became a surprise as seen through green eyes. Tinted shades in the frames. Tinted shades. Crashing waves, tinted shades,
Sunday Lunch. Sunday Lunch with your favourite Essex boy, Tony Smith. Tony Smith. On Phoenix 98 FM.
Welcome back. Love that track. Fantastic. I like the way these two here look at each other when they play their little jam out bit, which you can't see, it's a radio, but you obviously enjoy playing together. How long have you been together, by the way?
Since 2 years or 3 years? 2 years, yeah. Four. Yeah, because it was those two like at first, and I was like, at one point I was like, I need to be in a band. So I was like, I knew that they asked me before, I didn't really want to do it, I don't know why. But I asked them and I joined in, and then Ewan was also doing something at school, so like, just come along and sing with us. And then, yeah, that's what happened. It was all good.
Great stuff. What's your favourite gig? What do you like to do when you go out gigging? Is it do you like to do the pubs, the clubs, or is it more like to do the festival stuff and things like that?
We're not old enough to do pubs.
Well, you can't have the drink, but you can play.
Yeah, they just don't let us in. It's quite annoying. But we've done this...
you have to go in disguise.
We've done this open mic thing at a venue called Rich Mix in Shoreditch a couple of times. We're going to do it again next week.
Cool.
That's always quite interesting to see what other people get up and do as well. And
it's a big thing with the open mic. I've done a few myself. It's good to see people come up and you know, you can just go there and you've got fantastic different array of music as well throughout the night, because you've got sort of backing track singers, bands of all different genres. So it's a good night out. So you enjoy that. That's in London, did you say?
Yeah.
Up in Shoreditch Way, just like Brick Lane.
What about things like Britain's Got Talent and X Factor? What's your take on that at the moment? Obviously, you've got the finals tonight. Is it something you'd ever look at doing on, say, Britain's Got Talent or one of these other talent shows?
There's nothing I really hate more than Simon Cowell, so I don't think that I really want to do anything like that. I think it kind of just taints it a bit, to be honest. Yeah.
Yeah, it is a bit Marmite, the X Factor, isn't it? I mean, it does churn out a couple of good ones along the way, but you wouldn't believe that. I don't know if you've been following it, but the Essex boy Che Chessman got knocked out last night. That leaves Reggie and Bolly, which are the two kind of rappers, and Louisa, I think it's Louisa. Louisa, yeah, isn't it?
The second one.
We were indeed. I think I want the more rappy guys to win, because I don't think a rapper has ever won it, and so.
No, it's fun as well, which is there is a bit going on. You know, they're not great on the vocals, but you know, there's lots of people that aren't great on the vocals. You don't need to be great on the vocals if you're doing that type of music. But the X Factor really is about the whole package, isn't it? You don't have to be a great singer. There's lots of acts that aren't great singers. You look at any group, they've got certain ones that ain't great singers, but they can carry it on. So you wouldn't, if you got the phone call, you wouldn't go on tracks.
I don't really like that kind of way of like writing or making or putting out music. I don't think it's like as genuine as I like music to be, I think.
So how did you all meet? Is it when you first got together, when you put in a band together, how did you form that?
We were just in school together. So I was like,
me and Dan were spent a lot of time in the same lessons. We went, should make a band. And so we got one of our other friends, he's since dropped out and stopped playing music entirely. At one point it was just the two of us sat in a studio with a piano and a guitar. But then eventually we found Tom to play drums, and then got you in.
I came along pretty late, didn't I?
Yeah, you did.
Yeah. Obviously, you all get on all right. I take it that's important when you're in a band. But if you was in Big Brother, and you had to go into the diary room and vote one of each other off, who would you vote out? Who's got the annoying habits out of you lot?
Ewan forgets the words a lot.
Not a good thing when you're the lead singer, by the way.
No, especially not midway through on-air radio.
Probably not Dan. He's real, real bent. Maybe Tom.
I'll get rid of him.
That's from a real hate fest. All right.
Yeah. So have you ever thought about, you've not got looking at drummers, or when you go out, do you just play this, or do you have people come in and do other bits? Do you have ever bought anyone on the keyboards or anything?
No, usually, because I'm rarely on guitar, I'm just a drummer.
Oh, you are the drummer, you play drums.
And Ewan will go on keyboard if we need a keyboard song, because, you're pretty good. And trumpet as well. We've got a song with a trumpet in at the moment.
That's pretty good. So you're multi-talented, really. You can play different bits.
Yes, it helps to be versatile.
Which also helps change the style of music you're playing as well, which is good. So going back to the EP, you've got quite a few of these tracks out at the moment. Debut EP on the way, I would say.
Yeah, you'd hope so.
Hopefully.
Got to get into the studio and start sorting it out. Let's get another track on. What are you going to do for your last track? Did you know you was playing three?
We did not. We thought we were playing one.
Yeah. There you go. See, I like to throw you out the spot because I want to see if he can remember the words.
Beautiful?
Yeah.
Yeah, go and switch it on. I'll just carry on talking. Yeah. But did you just turn the power off while I was talking? Yeah, that's okay. You switch it back on and I'll keep going. So what's next for you after this for the rest of 2015? What have you got planned up to Christmas?
We've got a gig at the place at Rich Mix this time next week in a couple hours, I guess. Mm-hmm. So
from here straight on, that's rock and roll, wasn't it? Is it into the radio station?
As in this time next week, but hours on from here, so at 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
On Sunday, 20th of December.
Yeah. Fantastic.
And then we've got Christmas, and then we've got some gigs in January or February.
We've certainly got some in February.
Yeah, we've got on the 13th of February. I think we're playing O2 Islington.
Oh yeah. Indigo 2. Well,
that'd be good.
Might have some stuff in January.
One in March.
March. I don't think we've
got
that far.
Never mind then. Yeah, we're playing festival in Gravesend in August, which will be right.
Oh, cool. Right. Tell me about this third song. What's it called?
It's called Beautiful, but with the first three letters capitalised.
Okay, right, take it away.
Right, ready?
We're sitting round the fire and I go on the wire, making my arm wrap around your back, and it's getting too close for me to bear, and I glance up in despair. They're watching me, they're watching you, they're watching our every move. And there's smashed glass on the floor and sirens being a bore, but what we're doing I don't know. What we're doing I don't know. Say, without me, what would this be? One big free-for-all in a small hall, and a kick to the face is out of place. Wondering where I'll go, and if I'll show. And there's smashed glass on the floor, and Tyrone's being a bore. But what we're doing, I don't know. What we're doing, I don't know.
Done, fantastic. Enjoyed that. So, what's left for you now? You've going to got a gig coming up. If people want to get in touch with you, how can we do that? Because I know you've got a Facebook page.
You can look us up on Facebook. We're the one with the colourful logo.
And it is just Elite. If you look in it, it's just LEET.
Yeah.
On Facebook, and you've got a few links there to other places. Are you on Twitter?
No, but I can get someone who I know who can make us a.
You can borrow someone else's.
Exactly, but they can make us like a big Twitter page. So I think I might use him to do that, promote us a bit.
Yeah, one of the most important things of starting a group is getting this, you know, social media out there, isn't it? Getting your name out there.
Yeah.
Listen, it's been fantastic getting you come in. Thanks for playing live as well.
Thanks for inviting
us. It's always a hard thing to do, and you've done really well. And you've done well. Yeah, he done well, didn't he? Give him a lead singer.
Forgetting the words twice.
Did he forget them twice?
He did, yeah. I had to come in.
Ah, see, now I didn't notice that. See, that, and you wouldn't see if you don't know the song.
That was planned, in fact.
Yeah.
So you've got that. At the moment, when you go into pubs, you can't drink. So it's going to be worse when he starts.
Exactly. Necking him down.
Necking him down, yeah. Just going, la, 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 la. Just trying to make it up as it goes along. If you missed any of that, it'll be on demand again from tomorrow, around about late afternoon. You can see some of the videos we've taken and play back some of the songs, as well as the full interview from Lee. Thanks again, guys. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, cheers.